Hi, this is your friend, Emmanuel Dagger, and you're listening to The Miracle Cafe, the home of transformational conversations that serve to attract even more miracles in your life. The Miracle Cafe is excited to connect you with visionary guests, concepts, and modalities here to assist you in manifesting a miraculous life. It's my deepest honor to welcome you to The Miracle Cafe. Hey, welcome to The Miracle Cafe. I'm your host, Emmanuel Dagger, and I'm excited to connect with you for another miraculous hour together. So once again, just a big thank you to all those who are tuning in and making The Miracle Cafe a huge success. Thank you for sharing the show with all those you care about, your loved ones, your friends, your family, and it's because of you that the show is able to continue and expand. So thank you, thank you, thank you for that. I'm so grateful, and if you know anyone who would benefit from listening to these types of conversations that, you know, uplift the spirit and just the mind, and also the energy work at the end of the shows, please pass it along, and I would be so grateful, and thank you for doing that already. So the theme of this week is all about vibrational shifts in 2012. So obviously we're seeing all the wonderful shifts manifest on the planet right now, and I know a lot of people read my energy forecasts, and if you haven't heard of those yet, you can check miraclecaferadio.com, and you can see the energy forecasts there, and basically they kind of explain to you what's going on energetically for us on a personal level and a global level. But today I've invited two amazing goddesses, I like to call them. They're just amazing, amazing women, and they're going to be joining me at the round table and sharing their wisdom and their insight on the current vibrational shifts going on personally and globally for all of us, and what 2012 actually means. You know, a lot of especially in media and different outlets, there's a lot of misconceptions of what 2012 is. So we're going to get a really clear insight, and all of us, we're going to discuss what 2012 actually means to each of us. So maybe if you resonate with that, you know, that will be a benefit for you as well. So I'm so grateful. So yes, we're going to have two amazing guests. But before we begin the roundtable segment, there's a few things that I always love to do. I'd love to begin the show with just setting the intention for each show. So just go ahead, and I invite you to just close your eyes and take a deep breath in, just breathing in that life force energy, that joy, that love, that oxygen. Good, and just breathe out all the thoughts of the day. Let them go. Just let them go. Good, let's do another deep breath in. Breathing in. Just really centering, focusing on our present moment right here and right now. And just breathe out any of those thoughts of the past, the future. Just let them go. Good, and one more. Take a deep breath in. And breathe out. Good. So for the intention of the show this week, I'm just going to set the intention that whatever it is that each listener needs to hear or experience, that they receive it with ease and with grace, and that they step into what it is that they see for themselves, especially in whatever area of their life that they are needing some clarity or assistance in, whether it's relationship, health, just stepping into their greatness, really becoming clear of what's going on globally, letting go of the fear, all of that stuff. So whatever it is that the listener needs to extract from this show, that they receive it and that they experience this amazing expansion through the process. So I set this intention, or something greater. And so it is. Thank you. All right, so as you know, I also love to kind of share what's been going on in my life in the past 2 weeks since I've connected with you last. And, you know, in hopes of being able to kind of just, you know, I know we're all on a similar journey. And, you know, when one of us is usually going through something, usually a lot of us are going through it too. So This past 2 weeks, you know, we've been going through a lot of earth shifts, you know, the as we know, the earthquake in Japan and a lot of different things going on in the Middle East. And for me, I've really, really been looking at the difference between compassion and sympathizing. So for me as an empath, and I know for many of you guys listening who are empathetic, which just means that we're naturally able to feel energy, and we're very sensitive to energies going on. And usually most of us who are empathetic have a tendency to sympathize. So what that means is we kind of lower our energy in order to feel into what's going on, and there's usually some kind of suffering or pain or whatever associated with that. Whereas compassion, I've really come to understand, and just through meditation, through insights, and some of the downloads that I've received, is that we are in fact looking at the highest aspect of the situation or of the person. So for example, if someone is sharing their story and they're really, really upset and sad about it, maybe our tendency, our natural tendency is want to help them. So we kind of lower our vibration and take on those energies that they're feeling, the sadness, the grief, all of that. And basically they end up feeling better, and, you know, many of us end up feeling worse. So what compassion actually does is it sees who they are, even if they're kind of involved or focused on the story of what's going on. Right now the story, you know, the things going on the planet. So let's just look at those and see what really is happening instead of what it looks like is happening. So when we can kind of step back and say, you know what, this is all manifesting so that there's a new earth coming in, there's a new world that's emerging that's all about joy, gratitude, love, unity, and all of the illusions are kind of fading away. So then it'll become easier for us to let go of those, the need to connect with the energy of sympathy and be able to connect with compassion, which raises the vibration of the situation or the people in our, you know, who we are concerned about. We bring them into our paradigm because we are seeing who they really are. We're seeing what the situation actually is instead of the illusion and buying into the illusion. So compassion is having and holding that high vibration of love, of being able to hold that vibration of love and also the truth, so that those energies that we would have in the past kind of bought into or felt really bad about, that we can bring those energies into our paradigm of love, as opposed to us lowering our vibration in order to feel and take on those struggles, the pains that really don't serve us any good. It's just sometimes it's like a that syndrome where, you know, we want to help everyone, we want to save everyone, so we just naturally use our body even and our being to do that and transmute it. But we can do that in a way where we can just be compassionate and not take it on for ourselves, so that we don't have to experience physical disconnections and issues and all that. So that's what I've been really in experiencing this past 2 weeks. It's just moving out of sympathy and moving into compassion, seeing everything for what it really is instead of what it might be, and trying not to react, but just really being able to remember and be anchored in the truth of what really is happening. And that has been really transformational for me. So compassion, really understanding the difference between compassion and sympathy has been what's happening for me. And if you have anything you'd like to add on to that, you know, I could always share it next week. So you can always submit to Emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com. And I always love to hear your perspectives and ideas as well. So now let's get right into one of my favorite parts of the show, which is gratitude. I cannot get enough. I'm addicted to gratitude. I love it. I love it so much. And I'm so grateful You know, it's something really good to connect with. So gratitude instantly, as you know, I'll always say this, but gratitude instantly raises our vibration and attracts more blessings and experiences in our lives to be grateful for. It's just such a powerful energy that just magnetizes more blessings in our lives. And the amazing thing is, you know, even if you're not at first, it's not easy for you to be grateful, or it's, you know, feels like a chore, that's okay, because eventually the more you just practice the energy of gratitude and expressing gratitude, the easier it will become. Then it'll be second nature, and then you'll be where kind of I'm feeling, where you just can't get enough because you're grateful for everything. And when you're grateful for everything, you feel connected, you feel at one with everything, and guess what? You're going to attract more wonderful experiences to be grateful for. So what I'm grateful for today is I'm grateful for the infinite possibilities that are happening and the opportunities that are happening and manifesting in my life and all of the lives of all my friends and my family and all of you. So I'm knowing that there's infinite opportunities and experiences that are right now, right here, opening themselves up so that you can easily recognize them and step into them, and even for myself. So I'm so grateful for knowing that, and I'm so, so, so grateful. So what are you grateful for today? Just take one moment right here and right now and affirm out loud what you are grateful for. And while you do that, I'll just give you a few seconds just to do that, sending out that energy of gratitude. Good. Doesn't that feel good? It just feels so good. I'm so, so grateful that you shared your gratitude. And so Kate in Los Angeles is grateful for the love and support of her friends. You know, I always say friends are pretty much some of the most important people in our lives, sometimes even more than family, because we choose our friends. We choose to connect with them. And, you know, when we are blessed, we have family that we really, really connect with. But friends, we choose. So I'm so grateful that you shared that, Kate. And Sophia in Brazil is grateful for allowing her body to experience health and comfort. That's, you know, I'm so grateful to hear that, and I'm going to second that too. I'm so grateful for allowing the, you know, just myself to experience health and comfort physically. And if you have a gratitude you'd like to share on the air, please submit it to Emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com. And remember that by sharing your gratitude on air, it actually magnifies so many fold, because you are sharing it with so many others who are tuning in, and by them hearing it, you're magnifying it, and you will attract even more things to be grateful for. So it's like an amazing opportunity for you to send your gratitude so that people can, you know, share your joy, share your gratitude so that people can really be touched by that, and in that you will also be touched as well by the universe. So you can do that again to Emmanuel, Emmanuel, at miraclecaferadio.com, and I look forward to receiving those and sharing those on the air. So let's jump right into today's roundtable. Joining me today are two divine women who are raising the vibration of the planet through their presence, their insights, gifts, and wisdom. And our first guest is spiritual minister, thought therapist, heart healer, Cortland Kushmirs. And also joining us today is intuitive and visionary healer, channel, and blogger, Ray Dawn. So welcome, ladies. Thank you guys so much for being on today's very important show.
Oh, blessings, Sam. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. So, you know, I I'm sure it's by no accident, everything is auspicious, I believe, that you guys are here today, and everything is that's going on right now, just the climate personally, there's so many changes going on energetically, there's a lot of changes going on globally, so I am just knowing that today's show is absolutely in alignment with where we need to be. So the first question really is, you know, obviously we are seeing major personal and global vibrational shifts manifest right now. So from your perspective, what do you feel is going on? And whoever wants to take that first, if Ray or Cortland, whoever wants to jump on that, what do you feel is going on right now?
Ray, would you like to go ahead and start off, and then I'll bring it up the rear there?
Sure. Yeah, you know, there's so much going on right now. We're just in a real time of profound change on a deep, deep level. And it's happening individually, and then it's meeting to the collective of humanity, and then it's happening simultaneously with the earth and just everything. And it's really a time to move into this new awareness of unity. So really that's going on.
And I totally agree with that in the sense that if you look around in your sacred spaces where you are in any given moment now, you are seeing such changes. You're seeing changes in your relationships, changes in your jobs, your personal life. So many things, so many facets of lives are changing. And when, you know, we notice these changes around us, then, you know, that's keeping within alignment of the changes happening on a global scale. So, yes, mm-hmm. We are definitely in a full throttle raising of energies on the planet and personally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I completely agree with that. And so that kind of leads me to the whole idea and concept of, you know, a lot of people, especially in the spiritual community and, you know, a lot of, that community, is they talk about dimensions, like the third dimension, the fifth dimension. So since many people believe that we are collectively moving from the third dimension to the fifth dimension, what does that mean exactly, and what is the fifth dimension?
Well, I know. Go ahead, Ray. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, let's have.
I was going to say that really, to me, the fifth dimension is moving into unity consciousness. It's mm-hmm. beyond duality. And that's why so much is kind of coming into the present moment. Because when we get into the fifth dimension, it's about being completely present, beyond, you know, time and space. And that's why everything feels is just happening so rapidly right now, I think.
Mm-hmm. You know, I want to add on to that because, you know, I do hear a lot of, especially in the spiritual community and just, you know, the New Age community, a lot of people thinking that they're going to be going somewhere, you know, but the truth is what you said. It's so true that we're anchoring in a new consciousness and it's happening here and now. So, and I'm so in alignment with that the fifth dimension is here and now. It's already here. We're just anchoring it in with a new awareness. And Cortland, did you want to add anything to that?
Oh, sure. There's a lot to add to that, Em, and I'll start in the perspectives of we are all multidimensional. So we are living in many dimensions in any given moment or presence of where we are. And at times when you're in a third dimensional state, things may seem very, very dense, very, very thick. And then you'll turn around, you'll go do something, and all of a sudden there's a smile on your face and you take a breath of air and it's like, oh, that feels so much better. And that's kind of like moving through the third into, you know, the fourth. And, mm-hmm. you know, I do believe that we are all catching glimpses, and maybe some more than others, being able to really capture the fifth dimension in some times. Mm-hmm. That is that absolute feeling when you see everything around you, perhaps in a discombobulated state, but you carry mm-hmm. that gargantuan heart space of you just feel so blissful, so much joy in knowing, and I capitalize boldface the knowing everything is in perfect divine order. Mm-hmm. And that's really traveling through dimensions. And we can all, I mean, I know I can identify with them throughout the day. So I think everyone can probably feel when they're in that third dimension. And then, you know, you go outside, you know, you might see your garden growing or you know, play with your pet or something. And you'll feel a shift within yourself. And it's like, oh, you know, that makes me feel a little better. And then you'll be in your alone time and you'll just feel this warmth, you know, come over you or you know, just this, you know this feeling. Yes.
Exactly. Feeling like you're almost just so, you are indeed in that moment connected to everything around you. You're just completely at one with everything. And you know, Cortland, thank you for verbalizing it in such a simple way because, you know, a lot of times people, when they think, you know, we're traveling through dimensions, you know, we think that it's going, you know, astral projecting, all these stuff, which, you know, all of that is wonderful and that's great, you know, and we can talk about that another time. Exactly. But really, just being able to, as simple as like you shared, you know, hanging out with your pet and just really going outside, connecting with the garden, connecting with nature, whatever it is that brings you back into your true essence, just makes you feel connected, that is moving from, you know, a certain vibration to a different one. So the third, the fourth, the fifth, etc.
Exactly. And that I think is, you know, we are all starting to acclimate to being, you know, not just in the third, not just in the fourth, and not in the fifth wholly yet, but we're really acclimating to all these different dimensions, which makes us multidimensional beings.
Well, that is amazing. Now, I want to ask both of you guys, because we already touched a little bit on it with, you know, connecting with nature and, you know, connecting with, you know, our animal friends. What are some specific ways that you guys, you know, that you do to help you move back into that fifth dimension, which is that unity conscious, that, you know, in who you really are? What are some things that you do to move you back into that space?
For me, it's really coming into your center and to find the time to be present in the moment, and to just breathe and just grounding yourself is really important, being present right where you are. And I find that to really have a sense of opening up to self-acceptance of where you are in the moment is really helpful, because when you do that, when you open up and you accept yourself right where you are, that just connects you immediately to all that is, to everything. And you can become one in that, and you can just let go and relax and just be at peace.
Mm-hmm. That's powerful.
You know, it's very important as we begin traveling into these ultra-sensitive, ultra-intensive energies, it's very important for us to start our days by, you know, just from that first moment of waking up in the morning, before your feet even touch the ground, you have some blissful moments there before the day starts, before you're in your full day dress ready to go. You've got those precious moments where you can, you know, have that conversation with higher source. Have that conversation, that connection, you know, that aligns you. And that really can set your tone for the day. I know, you know, for myself, I always, you know, thank you, Great Spirit, for this day. And I always ended by, how may I serve today? Not about me, but what can I do that will create magic in the world today? Mm-hmm. And then I just, you know what? Then it's out of my hands. At that point, it's no longer mine. It's what unfolds before me. So we all have that power to do that, and it's so simple. And, you know, if people start doing that regularly, I think you'd be really amazed at what Great Spirit Source will bring you throughout your day.
You know, that's so amazing, because it's similar a little bit to what I do, and I actually do it for this show as well, is the first thing that I enjoy doing is setting the intention. So setting a powerful intention for the day that today, you know, I choose, you know, however I word it, each day is kind of different. Maybe one day it's about being more of service. Maybe one day it's about really connecting and remembering more of who I am and what everything is about. So really setting the intention, and it sounds very similar to what you do, you know, just setting, connecting with your higher spirit, your, you know, the universe, whatever you believe in, and just really allowing it to kind of guide you and allow it to, it's the word that I'm saying here is allowing, you know, allowing it to kind of just do its thing through you. So that's really powerful, Cortland. Thank you for sharing. That's so important.
Oh, I hope that everyone will try this because you will be amazed. I just you know, there's so many things, and Em, you know a lot of the magic that we create, and you know, magic is something as small as, you know, rescuing an insect and more. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you really become connected to Source Spirit, you know, I mean, I save insects now, and my heart just does pitter patters.
Isn't it interesting? Like, it's so, I mean, I would never be able to now, you know, hurt a bug or a fly. I used to a long time ago, you know, quickly, like you don't even think about it, but now it's like you just recognize that even that is so precious and you know, it's a part of the greater whole.
Oh, sure. And this morning, I mean, when I woke up this morning, there were two spiders in the bathroom. I ran and got my little bug vacuum, vacuumed them up, and I said, okay, I'm going to take you guys together because I know you're connected. So I took them both outside and released them together because I knew, well, they may be twin flames in their little spider world.
Well, it is interesting. I mean, that is just one proof of so many proofs, whether it's personal or global, what's going on right now, that we are shifting and we are going through some amazing shifts. And even if it's as simple as, you know, being mindful enough to, you know, scoop up the spider and put it outside. That's just, it really is. It sounds simple, but it's probably the world.
For someone who once had a great fear of spiders, that's a biggie.
That is a big shift. So, well, let's continue this topic of shifts. And, you know, through the media, through you just, you know, even in the spiritual culture and a lot of different things, there's a lot of fear around the concept of 2012. So my question to you is, first of all, what is it? And second of all, how can people, you know, understand the true meaning of it and move through it without fear? So whoever, let's have Ray jump on that first.
Well, what 2012, you know, all the indigenous cultures, the Mayans, you know, it's the record to time, and it, you know, it ended in 2012. And I think that's a little bit why the fear's there, because people think, you know, that's going to be the end of time, annihilation, all these things. But really, it's, again, what we've been talking about. It's a shifting into unity, into a new consciousness beyond the duality of the struggle and the things we've been through. And I think that the reason that the time stopped in 2012 is because, in the records of, like, the Mayans and stuff, is because after that moment, we're moving into beyond time. And I've really been feeling that, you know, it's like all time is collapsing into the present. And from the present moment, we're connecting to everything. Everything is alive and vibrating. And the more we can become one and understand ourselves as energy and become one with that, you know, it's not going to be the fearful scenarios that, like Hollywood or all that's kind of, you know, portraying. That's my opinion, but...
No, that's beautiful, and I was just thinking, basically, the big thing that you said about time. So it's just about being present, you know, moving us as a collective into the present so we are being in the now, because a lot of us usually do have a tendency to always live in the future or always, you know, living in the past. Oh, I wish it was like this. So moving out of that, and that, you know, could be a little bit fearful to the part of ourselves that's still holding on to those, but really that's the part that's being released, not that, you know, everything's going to end. We're going to actually release of those misconceptions of time and bring ourselves back into the present. That's beautiful understanding. Cortland, what did you have anything on that?
Well, I think fear is just not knowing. We always fear what we do not understand or what we do not know. Mm-hmm. And with so many theories, so many thoughts about 2012 is going to be like, you know, when we changed from 2000. The only mm-hmm. difference is going to be we are going to be a higher state of consciousness. Mm-hmm. We are going mm-hmm. to be a unified consciousness. Mm-hmm. You know, most people won't even recognize anything changing except mm-hmm. the way they react or the way they are treated by other people, because it will come from a place of harmony. It mm-hmm. will come from a place of love. It will come from a place of unity. We're not used to that. Mm-hmm. We're used right. to everything being discombobulated and disheveled. But see, we are here to be able to cease these fears, in that the present moment is so important. That is the only moment that we are empowered. Mm. You know, yeah. the past is over. The past is done. There is nothing we can do about the past. The future is mm-hmm. not yet realized. We mm-hmm. are creating that which we want to come towards us or for us right now in this present moment. But if we're sitting in a space of fear, well, that's mm-hmm. all we're going to create is a fearful space.
Exactly.
So that's where we really have this power to create our dreams, desire, wishes, you know, just really, I mean, put it all out there. You know, all of those things that you've ever felt, you know, your deep desires. Now is the time to create from that space.
And, mm-hmm. you know, I believe, just from my understanding and how what experience is, that we have already been on this incline, and I'm sure you guys know this as well. I mean, yeah, we always talk about this when we chat, but that it's already been happening for many years now. So, yes. you know, it's happening in a way that's it's for our highest and greatest good, that, you know, sometimes it feels a little uncomfortable, but, you know, the universe just always gives us how much we can handle. It never gives us anything more that we can't, as far as physical, emotional, mental. That's just from my experience and just seeing it out in the world. So, you know, 2012, from my perspective, has already manifested. It's already here, and it's just, you know, if right here and right now, those listening can kind of go back 5 years ago or 10 years ago and just see where they are. Consciously or unconsciously, or just living, how they're being. Are they more intuitive? Are they more sensitive? Like, all these gifts that they already have within them are all being unlocked. And all that is part of really this, you know, slow, what seems slow process of, you know, raising the vibration and moving into that new consciousness. So it's already happening. And also, there was one thing that I wanted to share about, I think, Cortland, you were sharing something, and I wanted to, let's see, I'm trying to think. I can't remember. It's okay. We'll get, if I remember it, I'll share it. But it was really, something in alignment with the fact that it's the day itself. You know, a lot of people, if they're mm-hmm. focused on the date itself,
yes.
they're going to be quite disappointed.
Yes.
So, it's going to be like, oh, that's it. But if they realize where they are right now and just look back, like I just shared, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and look how far they've come just in their own personal development, their expansion, their awareness, and then, you know, being able to embody that new consciousness, that's when they're going to be like, whoa, oh my goodness, you know, that, oh, we did it, we're here, you know?
From one's highest thought process. What is it that someone really, really would like to be or see or change of the highest good in this moment right now? And that's where they should align to. And they don't have to wait for 2012 to get here. Mm-hmm. It will be it. We are manifesting instantly. Instantly mm-hmm. we can manifest. So, you know, there's so much magic happening right now because of the energies. In all we have to do, like we started off, is look mm-hmm. around right now, because, you know, we're doing this now. I think, you know, some people, you know, they don't realize, you mm-hmm. know, what they're doing, but It's happening right now. Just as we're speaking right now, we're raising the vibration that much more.
Yeah. And I did want to say that, you know, for the listeners, it can be as simple as, you know, those fun little synchronicities. Sometimes we don't really pay attention to them, but it could be you're thinking of someone and they call you, you know, or you could meet a soul brother or sister and you've never actually met them before, but when you see them, you have that instant recognition. It could be so many different things. So, you know, pay attention to all of those little, seeming little synchronicities and maybe keep a little journal, you know, that's something that I do, just to kind of go back and be like, wow, look at all these things that manifest. And, you know, the universe, as we always, you know, I always advocate that when we pay attention and we are grateful, it always blesses us with more of those experiences.
More,
so,
yes.
Yeah, that's so, definitely something as well, just to notice those little synchronicities and all that good stuff.
Signs and symbols.
Yes.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere.
So, all right. Well, here's something kind of close and dear to us. For, you know, for those who are really sensitive, for those who are especially sensitive to energy and who might be struggling at this time during this transitional cycle, what are some things that they can do to move through this current cycle with more ease? Cortland, let's have you start.
Well, okay. Because I, this is one thing that, and if you don't do it now, you should make this a habit, is breathe. And I know that just sounds, well, we breathe every day, but I'm talking about those deep, slow, methodical breaths. And those are so cleansing within body temple. Those breaths opening places within body temple that might be stagnated, that might be cobwebbed. And those are the places daily. This is something, and, you know, I know that that might sound very, excuse me, very small place, but it's huge place given that the energies are constant and moving constantly through our body temples. Our body temples are acclimating to the energies. They are integrating the energies. You know, new places in our cellular memories are opening up. And when those places, spaces open up, you know, light, that's where we need to shine the light in those places. Breathing, hydration, and turn off the TV. Turn off your TVs and turn the music on. And I mean, music is just such, you know, it should come, you know, with a doctor should give it as a prescription, because music is medicinal to our souls. And, you know, I mean, really, we have the power to put ourselves into a harmonious state. Only we can do that. Nothing outside of us can do that. So coming into present self, those deep breaths align your soul. And when you do that, things will come to you. Great Spirit will bring things within. You will then, all the signs, the symbols, the thoughts, things will start. Then you'll, you know, one thing will lead to another. A thought process will come across, and then it will lead you somewhere. So breathing really opens those all parts of our cells, and that's so important.
And one thing that I am hearing in that, just in between the words, is that when we breathe and slow down and just take deep breaths in, that brings us to the present where we are open to receiving all those things that you shared, the insights, the ideas, the spirit, the good things, all that stuff. And it's interesting for me just personally, because I have always been someone who has very, very shallow breathing, like just I don't know why, but, and I find myself, this, you know, my subconscious or whatever distracting me from saying, oh, I don't need to breathe or whatever. I don't know what it is, but for me, that's something that comes up. So I actually know that when my subconscious or my, you know, the ego or whatever is basically trying to resist, that I know some kind of breakthrough is coming on the other side. So I just kind of release into it and I do it anyway. And guess what follows? Something opens up, something shifts. But it's so interesting. It's the darnest thing, you know, just to, I'm just like, why am I resisting breathing? It's so simple, but, you know, you're like, oh, I'll do it later or something. So that's really interesting that you brought that all up too.
Well, you know, when we consciously breathe, we are present moment.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when you take that deep breath, you are in that moment and only that moment.
Mm. Beautiful. All right. Well, Ray, let's see what you have to say about this.
Oh, what was that? Sorry, you clipped out.
Let's see what you have. I was just wanted to see what your perspective was on, you know, for those who are really sensitive and how we can move through what's going on right now.
Well, the breath, I mean, that, I agree with that wholeheartedly. That's like number one. For me also, I go into my heart space a lot and I just relax there and I allow myself to become present in my heart. And when you do that, a lot, it's kind of scary for a lot of people to go into their heart. Maybe things come up and you just allow yourself to accept yourself right where you are in this moment, who you are, and just allow yourself to feel yourself as energy and just feel the energy, you know, moving through you and down and out into the earth. So it just helps you ground and, you know, breathe while you're doing that too. It's just going to the heart and just feeling that presence of the moment in taking the deep breaths. I mean, it's just so important right now as everything is just really going on rapidly.
Mm-hmm. And quick question for that. For those who are just beginning their journey, their spiritual journey, their expansion, who might not be able to easily connect with the heart space, do you have a recommendation mm-hmm. of them to do that? Like how they can get into that energy of the heart, maybe an exercise or just, you know, some kind of tool that they can use. For me, it's music, but maybe for someone else, it's something mm-hmm. else. So do you have any advice of them how to get into the heart space?
Well, what I usually do is I allow yourself to just come into the awareness of your heart, of the energy. And what I like to do is imagine it's like a flower, and you just kind of let the petals unfold and just kind of feel that resonance. And then what I do is I let the energy, I actually do what you talk a lot about, let the flowers unfold and then feel thoughts of love and gratitude and just, you know, open up to that space of that. And I let the energy move up through my throat and out the top of my head. And I let that connect with all that is, with our higher self and all of that. And then let the energy come back through your head, go all the way through your body and out your feet and connect into the earth. Mm-hmm. And then let the energy come back up from the earth and back up into your heart. And it just takes a minute and you're just kind of letting yourself just connect with everything through the heart. And it's really mm-hmm. helpful.
Beautiful. So almost like a blossoming flower, and I can connect mm-hmm. with that. See, that makes it easier for me. So,
and that's beautiful. Yeah, yeah. That's beautiful. But you know, yes. You know, another way that we can connect what Ray, Dawn is sharing and the breath is synchronize your breath to your heartbeat.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, yes, breathe. Yes, breathe through your heart space. That really brings, you know, that brings the connection and alignment with your soul, your higher self, opening that crown, pulling that energy, you know, up and out and back through and down into earth. So mm-hmm. I do that frequently too, is, you know, and that's really easy to do in those moments when you're mm-hmm. waking up in the morning or when you're falling asleep, you know, when you can really feel your heart beating.
Wow. Oh, I'm just taking some notes. I always take notes because you guys are my teachers too. So I think we're all sharing and expanding. So, I can't even believe the time is just flying, but I wanted one very important question that I always love, to ask my, amazing guests, a common question is, What is one of the greatest lessons you've learned in life so far? And just whatever that is, just like a piece of wisdom, something that you can share with our listeners before we leave, that you might have learned in life so far. So let's have Dawn start with that. All right, Dawn.
Really, I go back to this, but accepting myself in the present, in the moment, has been so important for me because I think a lot of people have been, you're hard on yourself and you get stuck in the past and then you get stuck in the future. And so if you really just, what I've learned is just accepting, I'm doing the best in the moment and just release into that and allow myself, because then you're opening to all opportunities and you just start to feel that you're a part of life. It's just been really important for me. It's been an awesome journey.
That's really powerful. I mean, it's very, very important. And, I know it took me quite a few years to get to that point. So, to all the listeners, we are totally with you. We are, we are going through the same thing. And, we love you. And thank you for sharing that, Ray.
Oh, thank you.
And Cortland, Miss Cortland.
I think the biggest lesson for me, and I practice this all the time, is being removed from judgment any longer and seeing myself in all souls. When I look into someone's eyes, I see me.
An extension of you, yeah.
An extension of me. And that is truly loving yourself and extending that love to others. Because I realized when I started this journey and I awakened, the biggest, well, it's always the biggest, but when you really understand the magnitude and the magnificence of your soul, and how I remember saying this over and over, oh my gosh, you were always there for me. You never left me. When in fact I was speaking to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was speaking to my soul. You were always there for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that really opened everything, of course, within. But what that really did in not just my awakening, but in my extension of my journey, is when I look into the eyes of others, and even those that at one time might have, quote unquote, you might have called an enemy or not friend, I totally, it's like, give me a big hug. Come here, let me hug you.
And it sounds like that really moves us out of victim consciousness and into the creator that we are. So
yes, and
that's important.
It is. It's so huge. I mean, you just try it. Try walking up to someone that has no clue that you might have thought something or even remotely, thought something ill of them at one time, and just, come here, give me a hug. And you really see yourself and you extend that. That's huge for me. That's huge for me. And now I practice that, because we're still living physically in the third dimension.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're out in these places that might be thick or dense, that is so important to practice that, because when that person isn't moving fast enough or that person over there is really irate, that is your time to really shine and extend you, your soul, as part of we are the oneness. This is really bringing oneness. To us and sharing that oneness. If you understand what that is, when you look at someone else, you don't ever see that, hurry up. You see that, take your time.
That's powerful. And, I definitely am going to do a show on that by itself one day, and we'll have you back and chat about that. But that's a whole subject on its own.
and you asked,
yes,
learning.
Yes.
And that to me, because I'm not impatient anymore. I truly can see myself standing in their shoes now.
Yes. And it's recognizing, recognizing who they really are as also, and who we really are as all one being, an extension of each other. So that's beautiful. Well, we are literally out of time, but I just want to make sure that we go ahead and share all of, because I know you guys have amazing forecasts and channels and ideas and insights that you share, websites. So, Ray, can you share where people can learn about you?
Yes, go to www.raydawn.com, and you can find out. I do intuitive readings and channel sessions, and by email or phone in Mount Shasta, and check it out. Yep.
Yes, and she has, you know, she has a channel that she sends out often, and it's very, I always find
it's beautiful.
Quite
beautiful.
And, it comes from a very loving space. I love that.
Yeah,
so
thank you.
And Cortland, where could you...
Oh, y'all can find me just about everywhere. Well, my website is lovelighttemple.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me hanging out there sometimes. I'm on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I hang out on lightworkers.org. So I hang out all over the universe.
Yes, yes.
And I'm always, always available for counseling, heart healing, thought therapy. I've done past life regression. I'm certified by Dolores. Bless our Dolores Cannon's heart.
Yes,
and
she's also a fellow. You know, she's on this radio home network as well.
Yes, yes. And so I do a little bit of everything, but my main focus is just opening your heart space to realize your divineness. That's what I love to do.
Well, thank you both once again so much. A heartfelt thank you for blessing this show with your presence. And I'm really looking forward to having you guys back on so we can chat more and hang out and have a good time. So today we're going to just jump right into the energy healing session. And it's going to be a simple, quick one. And today we're going to do some work around just being able to move through these current vibrations of these shifts with ease and with grace, and really understanding what vibrations are and aligning with those vibrations that feel good to us and that feel in harmony with what we would like to experience. And as you know, these sessions we're just using applied quantum physics, and you can learn all about the techniques that I'm using at magnifiedmanifesting.com. Just go ahead and check it out there. But all I need from you today is just your permission. So when I ask you, would you like this? Would you like that? These are kind of energies that come through. They're downloads, and your permission. So you just say yes if you want something, if you resonate with something. And if you feel like you'd like to pass on something, you can just remain silent and wait for the next thing that I ask you. So go ahead and close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Breathing in that chi energy, that beautiful, amazing energy all around us. Good. And breathe out. Nice and slow. Good. Like Cortland was sharing today about breathing. Just nice deep breath in on the count of three. Hold it and gently breathe out. Good. Feeling relaxed. Feeling your arms, your legs, your shoulders, just feeling really relaxed. And one more. Take a deep breath in and release. So do I have your permission to connect with your energy? And for those who are also listening to the recording, this will be equally as effective. So one moment. Good. Thank you so much. So let's begin. What's coming through is let's ask that you be able to move through different vibrational shifts with ease and with grace starting today. If you want that, say yes out loud and just feel that energy pour in. If you're energy sensitive, one moment. Good. Can we show you in your subconscious mind that it's absolutely safe and possible for you to move through shifts and vibrational expansion with ease and with grace starting today? If you want that, say yes. Good. Can we show you what it looks like in your life, in your experience, to move through vibrational shifts with ease and with grace? If you want that, say yes. Good. And can we ask that you be downloaded with what it feels like, looks like, tastes like, smells like, sounds like in your experience, to move through vibrational shifts with ease and with grace. If you want that, say yes. Good. And one more. Can we show you how to give yourself full permission to move through vibrational shifts with ease and with grace, what that means, and download you with what that feels like to give yourself permission? If you want that, say yes. Good. And can we go ahead and ask the universe to raise your physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental vibrations to their highest so you can easily experience all these positive transformations that you have anchored in today or something greater? Good. And one more thing that's coming through is that any insights that you resonated with, that you really, really felt good about, that you heard through any of this show from beginning to end, whatever you're meant to extract and receive on a deep level, can we ask that you receive it with ease and with grace today? If you want that, say yes. Good. Take a deep breath in, just breathing in that joy, that love, knowing shifts have occurred today. And breathe out. Good. Let's do one more. Take a deep breath in. And release. Good. And one more. Breathing in. And release, getting very present. Can we call back all your energy to this present moment right here and right now so that all this work that you have co-created with me today manifests in your life with ease and with grace starting now? If you want that, say yes. Good. And one more breath in. And release. So just really pay attention to the shifts, whether they're subtle, whether they're grand, over the coming hours, weeks, days ahead, and just really, really give yourself permission to feel and experience them, these positive transformations, and also drink lots and lots of water. It's very important today and tomorrow so you feel hydrated and the energies continue to process and move with ease and with grace. And I am so excited. We will definitely connect in the next 2 weeks. We have amazing guests coming up and amazing shows. Thank you for tuning in to the Miracle Cafe. Thank you for making this such a successful show already. We are, you know, doing so well together, and you know, I'm just getting lots and lots of positive feedback, so it's because of you that that's happening. So thank you. And if you'd like to learn more about anything that you've heard today, or if you would like to receive my free energy healings, the minute of transformations, or the energy forecast, please visit miraclecaferadio.com. So that's miraclecaferadio.com, and I will see you in 2 weeks. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for tuning in to the Miracle Cafe. Sign up for our mailing list at miraclecaferadio.com to find out more about upcoming shows and special events. Also, by signing up, you will receive a free powerful energy recording titled Living Your Highest Vision. Sign up today at miraclecaferadio.com, and I look forward to co-creating a miraculous journey with you.